Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Brad.
Yes.
Hey, welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you guys?
Excellent.
Awesome. You got any plans for tonight?
Not really.
Oh, good. We want to send you to a movie in your own living room. It's supposed to be really good, too. It's a comedy what? Thriller?
It is a comedy thriller. That
comedy
is correct.
Thriller. Nice.
Yeah. There's this, the actress in it. She has like this really beautiful rainbow hair. Her name's Carrie Mulligan. Mm-hmm. You might know her from some stuff.
Yeah.
You like it, I think.
Yeah. All right, Brad. So here we go. Which one of these is the real one? Is it A guy did bath salts and got naked on his first day of work. Is it B, woman shows up at work smoking a cigar and wearing pants on her head? Or C, man quits a job at Wendy's, then does naked push-ups in the parking lot?
I'm going to say A.
Did you say A?
Yes.
You cut out there a little bit. Yes, you are correct. It is A.
Good job.
Well done.
Enjoy your couch.
This is awesome. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so a 32-year-old guy from Pennsylvania. He just lost an appeal where his lawyers wanted his jail sentence reduced. Here's what he did. Back in 2019, Carl Gamby got a job working the desk at an Econo Lodge in Harrisburg. I think I've stated that, Econo Lodge. And on his first day, he mainlined a bunch of drugs, got naked, and assaulted a female coworker.
Oh, no.
He went into a bathroom, injected himself with fentanyl and bath salts, grabbed a woman he worked with, and started kissing her neck. When she told him to cut the crap, he took his shirt off and chased after her. So she jumped in her car, called 911. Meanwhile, he's taking his pants off while she's driving away, and he was still pantsless when the cops got there. So they arrested him for drugs, indecent exposure, and assault, and he got 11 to 23 months in prison for it. His lawyers have been trying to get his sentence reduced by claiming that grabbing and kissing the woman should not count as assault, but a judge disagreed, so the sentence stands.
Huh.
7 o'clock, Jeff and Jen, Q102. Coming up, classic second date update. You might have missed the first time around, so it's new to you next.
We used to terrorize our Burger King, man. We did. I remember one time, I went through the drive-thru, and on the menu of the drive-thru, they had a sign up there that said, intercom broke, please drive around. Don't we already do that? We got tired of that sign, so we made up our own sign and put it up there when nobody was looking to read, intercom broke, please shout your order. People pull up like this. Let me shout your order. I want a number 3! It says shout. Man, we had so much fun with that one. After a while, we just started making up all kinds of random signs just to see how far people would take it. You're like, free Whopper if you can lay a patch of tire rubber from here to the second window. Yeah. Sick! Looks like a Whopper to me.
Comedian John Reap with Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. It's 7:32. Now, if your brain has to work harder to argue than it is to agree, shouldn't you just agree with everyone about everything? We're going to make the case here in a bit. Also, the Wienermobile is hiring. You could fulfill a lifelong dream if that's your dream. Welcome to Thursday, the 14th of January of 2021. We're Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. All right. It is almost as if most people have some crazy pent-up energy after nearly a year of the pandemic. But according to this survey, 82% of people who are planning on getting the vaccine, the coronavirus vaccine, say they want to do something big to celebrate afterward. And the most common thing people are planning is a nice dinner out or a vacation. That's assuming they're not already going out and having dinner. or a vacation someplace, assuming they have not traveled. 30% of people will do something immediately after they're vaccinated. And 52% are probably going to wait a little while. That might make more sense. Protect yourself. You know, they do say even after the vaccine, you want to maintain the same safety protocols until this thing is completely eradicated. And that's not going to happen overnight. 19% of people say they aren't going to do something big because they're worried about money right now. They have other concerns. The survey also found the top things we've splurged on during the pandemic. Grocery delivery has been a big thing and a convenience that is easy to get used to.
I do enjoy it. I don't know. I go both ways because I like getting it delivered if I'm like, oh, I don't have time to do that. But then I also love picking out my own stuff.
Mm-hmm. 12% have paid to fly first class. I like delivery for the heavy stuff. You know, like
water.
Yeah.
Cases
that,
of water.
And like, you know, the big things of cat litter.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of stuff. And I think they do have like a little extra fee that they do charge if there's an excessive amount of heavy stuff, yeah, which I'm more than happy to pay. 12% of folks have footed the extra money to pay to fly first class.
No, I've never flown first class. Have you guys?
Not that I paid for. Nope. Somebody else paid for.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's glorious. It really is.
It is hard to go back to coach once you've experienced that.
The difference is
until
massive.
You see the price difference, then you're like, right, coach isn't so bad.
I think I'll stick with coach. Yeah.
I've done business class before.
Yep. 12% bought workout equipment for their home. They never had it before. They bought it. They loved it. Prefer that going to a gym. So those are just some of the things people have splurged on since the pandemic as our spending habits have changed, and in some cases, maybe for good. Let's talk about how our habits have changed when it comes to our jobs. According to this new study of people who've been working at home full-time since the pandemic started, 67% say they're more productive working at home than they were before. And the reasons they cite are mostly because, you know, like having more family time for them seems to keep them motivated. Plus, they don't have the commute to deal with, fewer interruptions than they get in the workplace, believe it or not. And what they feel is a better work-life balance. The study also found that 41% of people say they do work fewer hours a week now and that they are so much more efficient. So that seems to be, there seems to be a split there. 67% of people working from home feel that they're more productive. And we've heard from a lot of other people that say working from home is actually harder because my kids require more attention or the dog interrupted me, or because I'm working from home now, they expect me to be on call 24/7.
Yep, that's what I hear a lot too.
Well, it'll be interesting, you know, a few years down the road to see how many people are still working from home.
Where it all settles.
Yeah.
I went downstairs yesterday for, the majority of the people in this building are working from home, but I think they have like different schedules on when they could come in. And I went downstairs yesterday and I saw 6 salespeople, which we have, I don't even know how many, way more than that. But it was awesome. Mm-hmm. I hadn't seen that many people. I go, I probably haven't seen this many people in this building since like March of last year.
Yeah.
It was neat. Everybody was like at their cubicle. They had their mask. Like, you know, when I went down there, we were all talking. We all had our masks on. Everybody had their protocols. But it was so fun to just see actual people here working.
It's even funnier to find out why they're here because they're just hiding from their kids and husbands.
That's so true.
They are. It was funny because I was talking to Debbie, one of them, and she was like, listen, I did at-home learning on Monday and Tuesday of this week. I am going into the office on Wednesday. I will see you guys in a little bit.
I've had more than one coworker say the same thing where they, honest to God, they came in because they just wanted to get the hell out of the house.
Right. Mm-hmm. It was also a funny conversation because Debbie was telling me like her husband goes in every day. Like he's working every day in the office and does all of that. And then she was talking about when on days that she is at home, when he comes home, she's like, what did you do today? Tell me about your blah, blah, blah.
Tell me everything.
Yes. And she's like, and he is like, I worked all day. I need to not, like, I need a break. I came home for, like, an escape. And she needs, like, some kind of interaction because she's been home all day.
Yeah, I sometimes don't know how to answer that question when Kristen asks me beyond just the how was your day, you know? It was good.
Yeah.
Just good? Yeah.
This like,
it wasn't bad. It wasn't, you know, excellent. It was routine. It is what it was every day. What would you do?
It's fine.
Well, yeah. We did a full day. I mean, we did the show.
This is the question that Chris and I do when we want to go deeper than that. What was your peak and valley?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, your peak and valley. I like peaks and valleys.
It is kind of cheesy, but at least you get a little more detail of, oh, yeah. My peak is when Jeff shared his breakfast wrap with me, man.
Right.
6'5". That was awesome.
That's so funny.
I don't know. We didn't do it yesterday, but that's a way to like get a little more in
there. Yeah, a little more juice.
A little more
like
conversation
Jeff,
going.
I'm like, it was good. If you wanted to hear what happened at work, you should have listened to the show.
Should have listened.
Yeah.
And then what did you do? Well, I'm working on a VO project for a client. And, you know, that took about an hour and a half. And I'm still in it. I'm halfway through. And I got that to deal with. And then I had to do this. And then I did that. But it was fine. I mean, it wasn't. And I feel like I got to come up with something. Like, I'm trying to, like, what can I do to make this interesting? Because I understand she's trying to connect, but I got nothing.
She needs some kind of connection with the outside world.
It was just a normal day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fine. What else do we have here? Arguing. Let's talk about people who argue. Do you feel exhausted after you argue or debate with someone? Well,
yes.
It's because you're really putting your brain through a workout. A new study out of Yale University found that it takes more, quote, brain real estate to argue with someone than to agree with them. And that makes sense, of course, because when you're arguing, you kind of have to be on your toes. You got to, you know, think of supporting points to
for your argument,
to convey your message. So when you're agreeing with someone, you know, it's easier for your brain to just sort of relax on a lounge chair. In fact, researchers say that when you agree with someone, your brains basically sync up like a, quote, musical duet, and you feel calmer. What if you just pretend to agree with someone because you don't care enough about the topic or the person, for that matter, to try to convince them otherwise?
Well, that's the thing is, you know, it's all about, you know, pick your battle. It has to be something really important to you.
What about
if
you
dig your heels in and go?
Do the, okay, let's just agree to disagree, and then it's over. Can you do that and still feel the same way?
You know, there aren't very many people that will agree to disagree.
Yeah, people don't do that anymore.
No.
I do it.
Maybe it's just me.
Yeah, it's just me.
Because that's
good.
My way of just bowing out. Like, okay, we'll just agree to disagree because I just got all these other things to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're insane.
Yeah.
And I don't care enough to argue about it.
I don't really care about your point. I'm right. Let's agree to disagree.
Yeah.
I think
keep
too,
telling yourself.
When
that.
You agree, you just kind of tap out and it's over. But when you disagree, like even later in the day, you're in the car by yourself and you're like running through the situation, getting fired up again. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Why am I doing this?
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.